Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio as we wrap up our Drake Relays coverage here with a very fast and speedy 4x4 coming in as the 8 seed. Third place, 3:55 is the time. We've got ourselves Lizzie Vandevort, Mara Skibout, Kyla Barnes, and Lizzie Newman. And Mara, I'll start with you as the senior of the group. This group has shown some flashes of this potential, but this feels like you guys are pretty overwhelmed with how good this was.
Yeah, I would say from the beginning of the season, when we started, I think it was you and we got like a 4:06 or something, I kind of knew that something cool was going to happen this end of the season. And I'm so unbelievably proud of these girls and for this opportunity. And yeah.
Well, and Lizzie, you guys barely get into it, right? Like eighth place, it was super competitive last night. What does it mean now to see what you did today, to have that opportunity to be tenths of a second in and then to come in and take third?
Honestly, last night it was a huge surprise. We came in, I don't know, 17th maybe, like overall, and 24 make it in. So we were shocked to even make it to the finals. And just to be able to place that well, I'm just so proud of us. I think we just broke the school record, I'm pretty sure. So that's really fun. So it was very surprising and so fun.
Well, and other Lizzie, I guess. I'll come up with a better name, but for Little Lizzie, I apologize. We'll get that right here in a couple weeks. First experience here at the Drake Relays these 2 days. What did it mean after all the success you've had at the middle school level to see this finally translate here at the high school level and to be a part of this program?
Yeah, it's really exciting to get to see what we can do with the high school. It's just a big step up, and the girls are really fun to be around, so it's a really awesome experience.
Well, and Kyla, you were scheduled to be here twice today, but obviously got a lot of good focus to being here in this race. What does it mean to be improving so much, right, to be somebody who's now contending in the 400 hurdles and now to be a part of this group that really has something special brewing?
I think it's just really special. Our 4x4 has been something special to me since, like, last year. We had a fun state experience kind of like this, and 400 hurdles are a fun addition. I didn't think I was going to do that, but it's fun to do that. And then taking down seconds on my open four is also helping with that, so it's all fun.
Well, and Mara, this gets to the excitement of what this team could accomplish, and this is just a small piece of a big weekend where so many freshmen got their first chance to be here in front of a big crowd. How exciting do these next 4 weeks look like now, especially after this race?
Oh, I cannot wait to see what we can do. The state is looking pretty good right now. Obviously, everybody has to keep healthy and stay strong, but now we're going to rest, recover well, and keep on chugging away.
Well, and I'll get to Lizzie Newman here in a second just because she's very busy with soccer and stuff coming up too. But little Lizzie, obviously cross country was such a fun experience this past fall. What's it like to kind of see some similar things brewing here with this big group of girls and to have a chance to really contend for something special these next couple weeks?
Yeah, I thought first when I came in here there was a lot of similarities, but I didn't think the team was as close. But now that I'm with these girls, I see that we're all really close and we can accomplish amazing things.
And Kyla, just how exciting is it knowing that so many girls like you are doing so many different events and have a real opportunity to make this a really strong team come mid-May?
I think at the end of last year, we all realized that this season was going to be really good, but I didn't really have a grasp on how good it was going to be. But now, seeing everyone succeed and every event is really fun to see. It's really awesome.
And Lizzie, I got a chance to talk to you at this oval a year ago, and we talked about the potential of where this team could be this year, knowing the freshmen that were coming in. What's it like seeing all of this coming to fruition, knowing you got 4 weeks of work left to do, but to see that there could be something really incredible brewing here in the next couple weeks?
Honestly, I'm just really excited to see how everyone kind of grows these next couple weeks because we're not peaking yet. This is just the beginning, and we're really trying to peak at state. So this was just a stepping stone. I'm really excited to see what we can do.
The Pella girls 4x400-meter relay, a possible, likely school record, but obviously a season best. Ladies, congratulations on a great race and third-place finish, and I look forward to seeing you here back at the Blue Oval in a few short weeks.
Thank you.